Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 16th of October. Fiscal policy lingers on in Washington, D.C. U.S. President Trump was urging a larger stimulus yesterday, but U.S. Senate Leader McConnell was indicating that a $500 billion stimulus would be sufficient. So, in the event that the US President and House Democrats could agree a package, which remains very uncertain, the question is whether US President Trump has sufficient political capital to then get any such deal passed by Senate Republicans. Markets had been pricing out the prospect of a near-term stimulus and have instead been focusing on what might happen in January. That probably remains the best strategy for now. US industrial production data is due for September. This is, of course, a relatively unimportant part of the US economy nowadays, but nostalgia means it does have some political significance. Moreover, because the economic bounce back has been focused on consumers acquiring physical possessions rather than enjoying services, production has been an exaggerated signal of the strength of the economic recovery. The forecast range for the data today is still unusually large. Some are expecting a sharp acceleration in production, some are expecting a contraction in production. Given the other signals of economic activity around the goods-producing sectors of the world, trade data from South Korea, consumer spending data from the UK and so forth, the bias would seem to be towards a positive rather than a negative outcome today. The rest of the data calendar is relatively unimportant. Euro area trade and consumer price inflation figures are always data overshadowed by the earlier releases from the provinces of the Euro Empire. Michigan consumer sentiment is due from the states, but this is a survey, and a survey in a deeply politically polarised environment. It's hard to trust this data in normal times, and at the moment, trust has to be very low. Various central bankers are jostling for media attention, but it's fiscal policy, not central bank policy, that matters most at the moment. The interminably tedious EU-UK divorce process has now reached the tantrum stage. I do not intend to give it any attention, as we all know that giving attention to children throwing a tantrum only encourages them. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.